I've been working on my long guide to classical liberalism, but since I want to make it fairly in-depth and comprehensive, this will not be ready for a while. In the meantime, I thought I'd expand on one of my long-term ideas, the triangle.
Triangles are my favorite shape. Three points where two lines meet.
Triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
Or infinite horseshoe theory. Now, although this started life as something of a troll by me, I do genuinely believe that there is something to this. Unlike in classical horseshoe theory, which simply says that at their extreme ends the left and the right converge to the same endpoint in totalitarianism, infinite horseshoe theory states that from the vantage point of any one side, the other two sides necessarily look the same. Hence, you will naturally get classical liberals indiscriminately accusing their opponents of being communist totalitarians or SJWs. You will get socialists indiscriminately accusing their opponents of being fascists or at the very least fascist enablers or sympathizers. And you will get alt-righters or fascists accusing their opponents of being communists or SJWs. Let me give you the basic idea by running through each side. The key thing for classical liberals is liberty. And they see both of the other two sides as trying to control them and tell them what to do. Hence, literally Hitler, or literally Stalin. The key thing for conservatives, or fascists on the other hand, is preservation of their homelands and their people. They see the liberals and the socialists directly threatening that, and therefore end up horseshoeing them. And finally, the socialists want equality of outcome above all else and see the liberals and fascists united against that cause and therefore do not distinguish between them. Now, like I said, this all started out as a troll. I am a classical liberal and so this image here is tilted towards my view of the world. But let's actually wipe it to show the underlying values at stake underneath. And this is why it becomes infinite horseshoe. Because in each and every case, with each and every value, one side will see the other two sides united against their value. Let's go through some of these. So, here I've put a box around the moral foundations as outlined by Jonathan Haidt in The Righteous Mind. You can see that the liberal side values negative liberty and a certain spirit of fairness above all else. The right, meanwhile, value authority, loyalty, and sanctity. In various streams with alt-righters, you will hear them complain about the moral degradation of the modern world. Many of them talk about going no-fap, for example, which means they abstain from porn and masturbation. They complain a lot about degeneracy, and naturally, they gravitate towards authority. The socialists, or the radicals, meanwhile, when push comes to shove, only really care about care and harm. Their pathological empathy overrides all other emotions. And you can see how this leads to chain horseshoeing on all sides. The liberals complain that the wishes of the right or the left impinge on their freedom from being interfered with. The right complains that liberty or pathological empathy are too accepting and give too much scope to degeneracy, and so on and so forth. And then we come to the question of equality. Now here the liberals want only equality under the law, and that safeguard is enough. They do not care about outcomes beyond the basic provision of an opportunity. The right, meanwhile, believe in a kind of natural aristocracy and hierarchy. That doesn't mean they necessarily believe in noble birth, but rather that some people are just better than others, and those wiser people should get more say. The socialists, meanwhile, want equality of outcome. You can see how this sets off all the horseshoes once more. Each side fundamentally offends the other two. Moving on to individualism, for the liberal, a foundational value, but the right have a preference for paternalism. This is the idea that the wiser people get more say and that they know better. And the left, of course, are collectivist. If your sacred value is individualism, then the other two sides will both look the same. Let's move on to the right's love of the home, which is threatened by progressivism of the liberals. By that I mean an embrace of change with technological change rather than necessarily social change. The left, meanwhile, just seem to love embracing new and weird things. Picture, for example, the vegan at the Ethiopian restaurant. And the left seem to be embarrassed by their home country. Now let's move on to meritocracy. You can see here, from the liberal perspective, the right's preference for order and the left's insistence on equality of outcome end up horseshoeing. And likewise, meritocracy and equality of outcome both offend the idea of natural order. And by the same token, hierarchy and meritocracy offend the idea of equality of outcome. What are you going to do when horseshoes run wild on you? And so we can keep on going. The liberals believe in empiricism, that is, the scientific method. The socialists in rationalism, that is, the idea that one can plan or engineer society from first principles. And the right, meanwhile, reject both of these things, preferring instead a kind of belief in the transcendent truth or beauty of things, a very romantic notion, but one in which it always seems pretentious to want to quantify everything as pure empiricism or to rationalize everything like the left tried to do. Then we come to the right's love of home, which I have long believed is the core emotion that leads to nationalism and ultimately to fascism. The left just don't share this at all, and for some reason bafflingly spend all their energies trying to welcome foreigners, as we've seen in recent negotiations in the USA. Meanwhile, the liberals just default to individualism here and see everybody on their own merits. And the horseshoes just keep running wild. Now, I could keep on doing this all day, but I think you get the general idea. Tell me what you think. Am I wildly off the mark, or is there actually something to this? I'd especially love to hear from guys who are really far from my view. Somebody like a millennial woes, or one of my old communist nemeses, such as old Cersei Lannister, aka Meek. I'd like to thank Son of Tiamat, Cult of the Lich, Tyson Powell, Ginger Bill, Charles Vincent, Edward Darrah, Blake Barrows, and Nathan Pullum. Till next time.